It's been reported that Sncnik was hit by a fire extinguisher during the riots. A number of agencies will now investigate his death, including federal law enforcement.
Yes, that's our news media. They lie to us all the time because, well, you know, they're Democrats. Little ZZ Top. Now, that's just one small example of our corrupt news media. Yesterday, the coroner's office in Washington, D.C. apparently called the Washington Post and said, hey, we want to leak a story to you. We want to feed it to you because we know that you're faithful allies of the Democrat Party and you will spin it in favor of the Democrats who have been using the tragic death of 42-year-old police officer Brian Sicknick. You've been using it as a political weapon against Trump supporters. So the Democrat-run District of Columbia, the chief medical examiner, yesterday granted an interview, an exclusive interview. There was no press release. There was no press conference. There was no public statement on the autopsy results at long last, a quarter of a year later, being released in the tragic death of 42-year-old U.S. Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick. But they spilled it to their political allies, Democrat political allies, at the Washington Post, so that it would be spun in favor of the Democrat Party's narrative. There's that word again. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here. Now, you may have noticed, you may have picked up on the fact that I, for months now, quite literally, have been at a bare minimum calling into question the veracity, the validity of the news reporting. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. That was out there having to do with the January 6th riot at the Capitol, which the news media love to call a deadly armed insurrection in which five people were killed. Now, months later, it took months. It's like forcible oral surgery, dental surgery, pulling teeth against their will. The truth finally came out. The D.C. medical examiner, Democrat city, Democrat government, Democrat institution, and the chief coroner, Francisco J. Diaz, released the results of the other autopsies, four other autopsies, a couple of weeks ago now, I guess. Two individuals, a 50-year-old white male and a 55-year-old white male, both died of, in effect, heart attacks. A woman, I believe in her 30s, died of an unintentional drug overdose having to do with amphetamines. And then they left the mystery hanging having to do with police officer Brian Sicknick. I had been saying all along that he had died of a stroke and did not die of a, remember they told us about the fire extinguisher over the head and all this stuff, because they lied, because the Democrat Party wanted to tag a police murder on Trump supporters. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, ironically, perhaps, at the U.S. Capitol, a U.S. Capitol police officer, William Evans, was actually murdered by a radical racist leftist by the name of Noah Green in a suicide attack on police officers. And Officer Billy Evans was murdered by Noah Green, also known by the Nation of Islam and his Nation of Islam name, Noah X, or Noah the 10th, depending on whether you are into Roman numerals or not. The murder, a clear-cut case of murder of a police officer at the U.S. Capitol, the murder of Billy Evans was treated as kind of a no big deal. The people at CNN called it almost immediately an accident. And the news media continues to say that Noah Green crashed his car into a barrier or a barricade. No, he didn't hate barricades. He was there to murder police officers, and it was a suicide attack. And we've seen a lot of those in New York City, in Dallas, in Baton Rouge, and on and on. So in any case, we got the news yesterday, and the story is in the B section of the Washington Post today. Autopsy: the repository of all of their journalistic integrity. Capitol officer died of strokes is the headline in the B section of the Washington Post. Brian Sicknick had engaged rioters, okay? Ruling renders pursuit of homicide counts difficult. See, they want Trump supporters charged with homicide in the murder of a police officer. Now, they murder police officers, the Democrats do, and shoot and kill police officers across the country every week these days, and they've injured thousands of police officers, literally, in the riots, that coast-to-coast Democrat Party riots. Now, let me get to Peter Herman and Spencer Sue at the Washington Post. Capitol Police Officer Brian D. Sicknick suffered two strokes and died of natural causes a day after he confronted rioters at the January 6th insurrection. They're still calling it an insurrection. You know, an insurrection, I was looking up insurrection because, you know, go to the dictionary when all else fails. And if indeed the word is insurrection that they want to use, then all of the riots that they have been holding across the country, including the three-day siege of the White House, also qualify as insurrections, the attacks on federal courthouses and so on. Merriam-Webster says insurrection, an act or instance of revolting against civil authority. All right. Now, the Democrats are engaging in insurrections from coast to coast. This week, there have been multiple insurrections by left-wing mobs of violent criminals attacking the police. An instance of revolting against civil authority. That civil authority would be the police, would be courthouses, would be police stations, an act or instance. So we're talking about insurrections by the hundreds across the country for the last couple of years by the Democrats, and certainly the last year, or an established government. Well, you know, the assault, the three-day assault on the White House, the president was evacuated to the bunker, the first family was evacuated to the bunker, setting St. John's Church, the historic church across from the White House, Church of the Presidents, on fire. These are insurrections. These are all insurrections, based on the Merriam-Webster definition of the word insurrection, but pay no attention to any of that. But the news media, they continue to use the term. So they say the day after he confronted rioters, January 6th insurrection, the district's chief medical examiner has ruled. You know, he doesn't rule necessarily. He releases the results and the findings of the autopsy. The ruling, call it a ruling again. They love to be ruled. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Released Monday, will make it, listen, this is the second sentence, will make it difficult for prosecutors to pursue homicide charges in the officer's death. What, since he died of natural causes and not homicide and everything? However, the death of Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year Air Force vet, unarmed woman who was shot and killed by a U.S. Capitol police officer, still unnamed, that was ruled by the medical examiner a homicide because her life was taken by another human being. So the ruling released Monday will make it difficult. This is the second sentence, not that they have an agenda that they're advancing here, for prosecutors to pursue homicide charges in the officer's death. Two men, they continue with the Democrat Party narrative, the agenda. Two men are accused of assaulting Sicknick by spraying a powerful chemical irritant at him during the siege. Now it's a siege. There was a three-day siege of the White House as well. But prosecutors have not tied that exposure to Sicknick's death. More importantly, neither has the medical examiner in Washington, which is what this story is supposed to be about, instead of the wanton political agenda of the Democrat Party, which is what the story is really pursuing here. In an interview with the Washington Post, Francisco J. Diaz, the medical examiner, who, and with no other news organization, just to this Democrat rag, the Washington Post, whose slogan is, "It looks like a newspaper, but it's not." He contacted the Post, did an exclusive interview with them so they could spin it on behalf of the Democrat Party. No press conference, no statement put out, no press release to announce the findings. They spin it. They give it to a reliably Democratic institution, the Democratic Party institution, the Washington Post. The medical examiner said the autopsy found no evidence that the 42-year-old officer suffered an allergic reaction to chemical irritants, which Diaz, the medical examiner, said would have caused Sicknick's throat to quickly seize. Now, well, that's an irrelevant point, but that's the third sentence in the story, because this is, you know, you can hear him saying, damn it, drats, we really wanted it to be caused by Trump supporters. And again, Officer William Evans was murdered in a suicide attack by a Democrat by the name of Noah Green. And that's not a story they're following up on at all, because it doesn't serve the interests of the Democrat Party. So they're very excited about this, except it's, you know, drats, darn, damn. Diaz also said there was no evidence of internal or external injuries. Diaz said Sicknick suffered two strokes at the base of the brainstem caused by a clot in an artery that supplies blood to the area of the body. This is precisely what I've been saying for months. Based on, and it's, look, it's not because I'm Gene Dixon or Nostradamus. It's because I know what's BS and what's not BS, and I know when the media is peddling BS. I'm like the media whisperer. You know, I can listen to what they're saying and then convert it to the truth, to English and to the truth. And I knew that they were selling BS from the very beginning on this. I spotted it. I smelled it. I can see it from satellite photos. And then I started pursuing doggedly, because it's what I do, the truth. And I found what the family was told, what the family was saying. And I've got audio for you that I want to share also. In the days after the riot, police and a Justice Department official attributed Sicknick's death to his efforts to contain the riot. But if you read those statements carefully, you wouldn't have come to a false conclusion either, because I know how to read Washington statements and so on. Now let's go to... let's go to some audio, because I've got some audio I want to... Well, actually, before we get to the audio, there's more of this. Let me get to the media stuff on this before I get to the audio. Glenn Greenwald, left-wing, very left-wing journalist, but an honest man. I know, a very rare combination of elements, but nevertheless, very, very important journalist at this point in time. He honestly is. So the CBS News people, they wrote, despite being sprayed with a chemical substance, Sicknick's manner of death was determined to be, quote, natural, end quote, CBS News wrote. The medical examiner's office said, in the interview with the Washington Post, Diaz, the medical examiner, said the autopsy found no evidence of internal or external injuries or of an allergic reaction to the chemical substance, but did say, quote, all that transpired played a role in his condition, end quote. Now, hang on a second, because CBS then goes on to say, and this is talking to the Washington Post, because they really need to tag Trump supporters with this. Sure, they Biden supporter murdered U.S. Capitol Police Officer Billy Evans, Noah Green, in the suicide attack. But that doesn't serve the interests of the Democrat Party. CBS News continues. The, quote, natural, end quote, classification is used, quote, when a disease alone causes death, end quote, the medical examiner's office said in the summary, quote, if death is hastened by an injury, the manner of death is not considered natural, end quote. Therefore, the medical examiner is saying it was not bear spray. It was not the bear spray was used, and police use this same kind of mild chemical irritant all the time. So if one, then the other. But you can't have that, because there's an agenda being advanced here. The medical examiner's office has not publicly released the full report. Of course they haven't. Why would they release the full? That would provide clarity. And we certainly don't want that. The New York Times, on the other hand, reports the determination likely will complicate the Justice Department's effort under Joe Biden to prosecute anyone in the death of Mr. Sicknick, 42. Two men have been charged with assaulting him by spraying an unknown chemical. It's a bear spray. It's a mild chemical irritant like pepper spray or mace. On the outside of the Capitol, but the autopsy found no evidence that Officer Sicknick had an allergic reaction to chemicals, nor any internal or external injuries, the medical examiner said. So now this is where we are, and that means that the media, and now, I mean, ask, this is a legitimate question. How did I come to the correct conclusion months ago, and the entirety of the American news media did not? How did that happen? It's not because I'm a genius. It's not because, I have some special access to information. It's not based on secret sources I had. It's because I'm not, I had to check myself there. I almost said something bad. I'm not the rectal aperture that so many in the news media are, who are advancing an agenda. That's the long and the short of it. That's a fact. It's because I don't have an agenda, and they do. It's because I'm looking for the truth, and they're not. It's because I recognize BS, and so do they, but they're happy to carry the lie instead of the truth. Hey, if you're looking for a good way to save yourself a bunch of money, you could start by paying a whole lot less in interest on your credit card balances. You should refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans that start at 5.95% APR with auto pay and your excellent credit, a whole lot lower than the average credit card interest rate, which is, believe it or not, over 18% APR. Plus, there are no fees for you. You can even get your money as soon as the day that you apply. LightStream believes that people like you with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Now, just for my listeners, you know who they are. Apply right now. Get a special interest rate discount and save even more money. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/plant. LightStream.com/PLANTE. Subject to your good credit approval, rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires your excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/plant for more information. Yeah, I've got a lot more on this, and I've got a bunch of audio. The lie... What's the old saying, you know, about the lie making its way around the world before the truth puts its pants on in the morning? Especially when you have so many liars in Washington and New York, in the media and in politics, and when they have a weaselly agenda to pursue. This is why you shouldn't trust the news media. You should get a newspaper just to spit on it and then put it back on the doorstep.
If we were just going to have people say truthful things on this show and not allow false statements, our show would be 5 minutes long.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Strange brew. Yeah, the New York Times also, because they know it's all about the politics, and they're like snidely whiplash, or, you know, drats, we missed them again. The New York Times types on behalf of the Democratic Party and the left, which is planning on burning our cities again soon, deploying military all across the country because the Democrat Party is plotting riots and looting and arson attacks by mobs from coast to coast. This is the Democrat Party's plan. Pelosi and Biden, well, violence is bad, and then they get back to their coffee. The New York Times types, the determination by Mr. Diaz, the medical examiner in Washington, is likely to be used by supporters of former President Donald J. Trump and others who have tried to downplay the storming of the Capitol. Now, that is so twisted and so corrupt and so dishonest. That's the opposite of the truth. That's not only not the truth, it's the opposite of the truth. It is the Democrats and the left that have been using this against supporters of President Trump. Now, it has been revealed that it's all been a lie, that he was not murdered. He died of natural causes.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Officer Brian Sicknick lying in honor there. Officer Sicknick was killed when he was hit in the head by a fire extinguisher during last month's insurrection.
Now, why is it that I got it right and they got it wrong? The answer is they didn't want to get it right. They have an agenda, and they're not honest people, and they're not journalists. They're Democrats on television, and their little cable channels masquerade as news organizations, but they're not. And the New York Times, with their funny story that the determination by Dr. Diaz is likely to be used by supporters of former President Donald J. Trump and others who've tried to downplay the storming of the Capitol. You know, that's not it at all. That is not only not the truth, that is the opposite of the truth. The fact is that the left, including the New York Times and the Washington Post, have used the events of that day as a political weapon in an effort to demonize supporters of President Trump and call them murderers and cop killers and terrorists and insurrectionists. And they're no more insurrectionists than the rioters that attacked the White House, that attacked the Democrat. Days of siege laid to the White House, the president and the first family evacuated to the bunker. The siege that they've laid against police in Chicago and New York and Portland and Seattle. By Merriam-Webster's definition, those are all insurrections. The media called it an armed insurrection for months until it was finally learned. It's a slow-witted city. It's a corrupt city is the bottom line, that not a single person was found to be in possession of a firearm that day involved in the march or the riot or anything else. So they kind of dropped armed. They're still using insurrection, and they're just really pathologically dishonest people. It's extraordinary. So the reality is that they, now that they've been exposed as liars and frauds, we had two men die of heart attacks that day. One woman die of an accidental drug overdose with amphetamines. You had Ashley Babbitt, who was shot and killed by a police officer. She was unarmed. The media is happy about that. They're fine with that. An unarmed woman in her 30s, 14-year Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt. No pepper spray for her, no taser for her, no torture for her, Stephen Colbert. No, she was just, you know, one shot, one kill, she's dead, and no fanfare about that. The media is happy about the unarmed woman being killed. She had a big smile on her face, thought it was fun at the time. That was a mistake, but her crime was trespassing, and she was shot and killed by a federal police officer whose name has not been revealed because, you know, you wouldn't want to reveal the names of the police that shoot and kill Trump supporters, just the ones that kill career felons who are assaulting women and stabbing and, you know, killing police and all that stuff. Those are the bad guy cops. But shoot and kill an unarmed Trump supporter who's laughing going through a window. And that's kosher. That's good. So now that the left has been exposed as the liars and frauds that they are, again, what they do is they, the New York Times here, flipping the script and say that, you know, it's the Trump supporters who are going to use this for political purposes. No, no, we just like the record to be corrected. Is that too much to ask? And the answer is yes, it is too much to ask of the New York Times and the Washington Post, because they're snakes. All right. So we had two heart attacks, one drug overdose, one unarmed woman shot by the police, and then one police officer died the next day of a stroke. Those are the five deaths associated with. And then you remember two police officers in the weeks following actually committed suicide, tragically, and they tried to blame Trump for that as well. Pretty extraordinary stuff. Now let's go to a phone call, and then I've got a bunch of audio that I want to get to on this. Let's go to Finn, calling from Bethesda, Maryland. Finn, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Finn.
I wanted to practice my Basque with you, so I wanted to say cacho, which means or caicho, which means hello in Basque. My wife being Basque.
Is that right? No kidding. My father was Basque, of course.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, you speak of this, and I hate to use the term, you know, the deep state. I like to refer to it more like the, you know, the entrenched bureaucracy, because when you speak of like the deep state, it makes you sound like a radical kind of conspiracy that's crazy or kooky. But, you know, and anybody can Google this. And I had, you know, I never reached the level of journalism that you did, but I did walk the halls on some small radio stations and a larger radio station here in D.C. for a while before I moved on to another career. But with that being said, there was a CIA program that was started in the 50s, and it ran through the mid 70s, and I think the first Bush got rid of it. But I would hold my hand to the fire and say that it's still in operation, but there's no like formal program. But it was called Project Mockingbird, and basically what it, and I'm paraphrasing here, but basically what it did was the CIA and some of the you know, the entrenched bureaucracy put journalists and people of higher education into key positions so that they can manipulate the masses, such as we call indoctrination. But also the media, so that they can push media narratives that would promote the agendas that they want and need. So when you speak of the media pushing this democratic, you know, agenda and all of these hypocrisies, there was a legitimate program that was, you know, funded by or, you know, by us, that was implemented by the CIA. So everything that we see here where they are, you know, what we see is what happened for the last 4 years with the Trump administration, that stuff is all like textbook overthrowing governments or foreign governments in that the CIA is, you know, operating in you know, overseas, how they tried to disrupt, you know, the masses to topple governments. This is textbook, and you can read it. Project Mockingbird is what it was called.
Yep.
And I would, you know, hold my hand to the fire and say that while it's not like a government-funded program at this point, the foundation is still there, and it's being used and manipulated today.
Well, let me because I know some people are saying, why is Chris letting the Finn go on with this stuff? Because it sounds, you're right, on first blush, it sounds kind of conspiratorial and stuff. But you can find it. Operation Mockingbird is a CIA program, Cold War program. And it's been written about extensively by various authors. A woman, Deborah Davis, Operation Mockingbird, she wrote a book about it. Leading American journalists into a propaganda network influenced the operations of front groups, CIA-supported front groups that exposed at 1967 ramparts. Let me jump to Carl Bernstein, because Carl Bernstein of Watergate fame, Washington Post, 1977 wrote an article in Rolling Stone magazine, and the CIA and the media. And Carl Bernstein, a credentialed leftist, so all liberals have to believe him, expanded on the Church Committee, Senate committee that looked at abuses in the intelligence community, said that around 400 members of the American media were considered assets by the CIA. And they had cultivated them. The Church Committee looked into abuses in the Intelligence Committee. They came out with a big report in 1973. And surveillance abuses by the CIA. And look, we got the Obama administration picked John Penitentiary Face Brennan to be the CIA director. He voted for the Communist Party candidate for president, Gus Hall. It's not conspiracy. It's all stuff you can look up. But the Church Committee said they found 50 journalists who had official but secret relationships with the CIA. And the CIA cultivated these relationships. Carl Bernstein expanded on that, said 400 members of the press considered assets of the CIA. So while it sounds at first blush, you're right, Finn, as though it's like, oh, that's crazy talk. No, no, it's not. And then we see all these leaks, for example, Finn, during the Trump administration, coming from anonymous intelligence community sources again and again and again, undermining President Trump, sabotaging President Trump, the CIA and the FBI altering documents to ensnare and entrap members of Trump's inner circle, George Papadopoulos, General Michael Flynn, Carter Page, and President Trump himself, the president himself. And we had all these CIA people like Brennan, Penitentiary Face Brennan, accusing President Trump of treason, and the media carrying water for the, I've been talking about this for years now, the media carrying water for the intelligence community. Now, in my previous life as a member of the mainstream media and an employee of CNN, I was assigned to the Pentagon. My office was in the Pentagon for 10 years, and I was responsible for covering, to the extent that you cover, the U.S. military and the U.S. intelligence community, the CIA and beyond. And I'm not sure they ever tried to manipulate me very much. I think I was probably pretty sensitive to that or aware of that. But that said, what Finn is talking about here is 100% true. And I use the term deep state somewhat carefully and narrowly because you're right, it sounds like, ooh. But the reality is, yeah, these entrenched bureaucrats who get these government positions and are promoted through the ranks by commie simps like John Brennan and anti-Americans like John Brennan. And they have a left-wing agenda, you know, the arc of history. And they have this meager power. I like to point out, you give a lefty a thimbleful of power and they'll abuse it before the sun goes down. And they do. And what Finn is talking about, Operation Mockingbird, is a real, true effort by the CIA to corrupt journalists by the hundreds. Carl Bernstein, what's his name, wrote about it, you know, Mr. Watergate. And this is, you know, this is very real. It was Carl Bernstein. And it's a very real thing. And manipulating public opinion, and it's all, Finn is also right, it's the kind of stuff you do to manipulate public opinion in foreign countries and overthrow corrupt governments. And there are forces at work, not conspiracy, documented stuff in the United States and beyond that we should be wary of, be leery of, we should be suspicious of. And when you find people in the news media, forget it, can't even, you're like tinfoil hat stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah. But Finn is right. Finn, thank you. And look, I call it the deep state that when you're talking about permanent entrenched bureaucrats that sabotage the elected officials in charge of the government, that is, and their career apparatchiks, bureaucrats with political agendas that abuse their power and in cahoots with the news media, with all their anonymous sources, right? And I'm familiar with anonymous sources. They can be legit or not. And by the way, we have deep state regalia, Finn, on the Chris Plant store. We have hats. I was just wearing my hat the other day, baseball cap with the looks exactly like the State Department seal, but the word deep is in there, the Department of Deep State, and T-shirts and stuff like that. It's good stuff. Finn, thank you for the call. And now I want to get to some audio because this crazy stuff. Now, because we're talking about the news media and the game that they played with the death of Brian Sicknick, and then the game that they played with the death of Officer Billy Evans. The complete opposite treatment, right? Now let's go to Glenn Greenwald, right? Let's go to 17. Glenn Greenwald, left winger, not a liberal, a left winger, journalist, but a serious journalist. And he is he had to break away from other organizations just to tell the truth, and because even though he's a lefty, he's a journalist and he wants to tell the truth, unlike so many of the frauds in Washington. Glenn Greenwald last night talking to Tucker Carlson on the Tucker Carlson Show on the Fox News Channel about the news media's manipulation of this story and why they were manipulating the story.
I think they lied on purpose, and I say that because it was vital to be able to claim that a pro-Trump mob on January 6th murdered somebody, because without that being true, it would mean that all the people who died that day were pro-Trump protesters, three of whom died of natural causes, one of whom was shot by a Capitol Hill police. It's very difficult to depict this protest as this menacing insurrection if they actually killed nobody and they themselves were killed.
Glenn Greenwald also yesterday, media will ignore real Sicknick story. No one spreads more disinformation than the media. 100% right. They seized on this because they're political weasels, sharp-tooth weasels, spreading the lie. Glenn Greenwald last night.
The original autopsy found no blunt trauma. His family said that he called them that night to say that he was totally fine. His mother said that she thought he died of a stroke.
I reported all of this at the time. The Daily Mail reported it. The family was quoted on the record. No anonymous sources. No mystery shrouded in BS. Glenn Greenwald last night talking about the media exploiting the situation because they're Democrat Party apparatchiks.
This is what is so repulsive, is they completely exploited this person, this young police officer who they obviously didn't care anything about. They saw him as a toy. To exploit his death for purely political ends in ways that now we know were a complete and utter lie.
Complete and utter lie. Exactly right. That's exactly right. Glenn Greenwald, a lefty, but an honest man and an honest journalist. He lives in Brazil, I think. He was taken hostage at gunpoint in his home a few weeks ago by a gang. Crazy story. But he is, I'll take this guy's journalism any day of the week. I'll tell you that much. Because he's honest.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Now, because, you know, it's our show and we're based in Washington, we have another call from a former employee of the CIA, Chip, calling from Warrenton, Virginia. Chip, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chip.
Listen to your show a lot. Want you to know that I'm about as conservative as they come. I've been accused of being a little to the right of Attila the Hun. But some of the things you're saying are just essentially not true. While at the top level and what they do politically, they may try to influence stuff. There's extraordinarily severe penalties for trying to interfere with the U.S. media. Now, what you do overseas, another story. I can tell you that I'm limited on what I can say, but I can tell you from my resume, I'm allowed to say that I did surveillance and surreptitious entry and other human stuff. But it's, you know, as far as a program that's supported, anybody who did that would get their butt handed to them real quick if it were found out because of the church committee. They don't ever want to have anything like that happen to them again. Once again, what they do at the top, that's different. What they do overseas, well, that's foreign intelligence. But as far as internally, that's really not true.
Well, let me pause you there. Are you familiar with Operation Mockingbird?
No, I'm not. But I guarantee I would have been if there had been one.
Well, it's not like it's a secret. I mean, the church committee did find out about it. Books have been written on it. Not that I trust Carl Bernstein, but articles and so on about Operation Mockingbird. And I'm not saying that Carl Bernstein got everything right, saying there are 400 members of the press, but the church committee said, 40, 50 members of the press had been co-opted. And this is Cold War era stuff, right? Now, correct. I would also say that I'm sure that it was made, whack, let's slap the back of the hand of the CIA. Don't do that anymore, right? It's the Cold War. A lot of things were funny going on back there, and there was very little monitoring compared to today of things going on. But and I don't want to get you in trouble, but John Brennan strikes me as not an honest person.
A
corrupt person, I would say.
I agree.
And I run into, you got like Dana Bash's ex-husband, Jeremy Bash, a lawyer at the CIA under the Obama years, and leaks to the media. You see all the leaks coming to the media from allegedly intelligence community sources, right? What do you make of that?
Well, one of the things I've seen, I know that people will put out, individuals will put out leaks. I know also sometimes I've seen the media pick up people who are internally discredited within the CIA and let go. And they don't like to fire people. They rather let them resign because they want to keep things quiet.
Right.
But I've seen the media pick up on people who are so internally discredited that they were laughed at by everybody and picked them up and called them experts.
Yeah.
And I think that part of the problem is that because it is so protected,